It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Nothing like a little Captain and Tennille to get the set started off right.
Captain and Tennille?
I meant.
Captain and Tennille?
I'm kidding.
Captain and Tennille?
Although I am still waiting for my Alan Parsons project, Alex. I'm just saying.
No one likes the Alan Parsons project.
Somebody did. They were good. I liked them.
They never were able to finish it. It was just always a project.
It really was a project. He just left,
became Alan Parsons.
Kinda.
And then he became, you know, the guy, angry guy at the corner. I used to be somebody. For crying out loud.
This band, though, love these guys.
Yeah, but, I mean, now it's a guy. You know the story, of course. Okay, so Steve Perry, who is singing in this particular song, we think.
That was Steve Perry.
And has
an amazing voice.
Yeah, very amazing voice. Got kind of an attitude, I guess.
So
it happens.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of those guys in Journey.
Mm-hmm.
It was just Journey, but without you.
Right.
So, Journey.
Journey.
And they were at a karaoke bar one time, and they were not even paying attention or walking by or whatever it was. And all of a sudden, through the windows or wherever they were walking, came this heavenly voice singing. Any way you want it, that as good or better than
sure, Steve Perry.
And they walked in, and it was this very small, slight Asian guy who was just belting out songs. And Journey signed him on the spot.
Yep.
And he since then has been their lead singer, which is incredible.
Yeah. Actually, I thought for a little bit they went with like the lead singer of another band for a little bit. But that story is great. It annoys me, though, because I like to go do karaoke.
And then Mark Wahlberg did a movie about it called Rockstar.
Oh, that was about that?
I don't know if it was about that. Something similar,
I've seen that movie. Okay, I'm like, I like to go do karaoke.
Probably 100% less falling off the stage.
It annoys me because karaoke is supposed to be about fun.
Oh, no.
No, it's supposed to be about fun. You're getting drunk and singing songs.
No,
everybody... You know, there are a handful of people who get up there and just want to be superstars as if there's a one in a billion chance you're going to get signed to some kind of record deal because you're singing a song at a karaoke club. It just doesn't happen, man.
No, but it's singing in public, man. And for lots of people who are you know, trying to train their voices and are good singers, singing in front of people is hard. And it allows you to sing these songs and sing them well. And I think there's total competition. Always at a karaoke.
Oh, I know.
Always at a karaoke.
Oh, I know.
Always at a...
And I hate it. Because I'm a pretty good singer.
That's when I come in. Coming in right hot with something so hard no one can even... Or
right.
So random or so weird. Let me tell you the songs. You've seen pretty much all my karaoke.
Yes.
All right. And I have had more than a few nosedives.
I've seen a few
nosedives.
But you've had a couple spectacular...
I have had some spectacular moments.
Yes.
But they are never with normal songs.
No, and it's not because of your singing so much as you go the other route, which there are two rules. If you can do karaoke...
There's rules?
Because you said there's a competition.
Now rules.
If you can do karaoke, be able to sing the song. You know, be able to sing. Or if you can't sing, give us a show. And you get up there, and your most spectacular moments doing karaoke have been through putting on a show.
Well, wait a second. I had a show put upon me once. Here's my rules to karaoke. By the way, Big Fuzz, Darren Copeland, Mile High Sports Radio. We talk about sports eventually. If you want to call in 303-831-1340 and get down this, you're more than welcome to. You can also check us out on Facebook and all the things. You know, that's it. Okay, disclaimer.
Yes. What's your rules?
My rules are these. If you are not comfortable with a song or with singing a certain song,
mm-hmm.
pick one that is out of the ordinary.
So people won't know if you mess it up or not.
Or they're surprised that you can do even so well, even if you make some mistakes.
Sure. Okay.
So one way to do that, and then march around a lot. So okay,
move around, get to entertain us.
Yes. So one of the songs that I would pick would be "I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt" by Right Said Fred.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
I mean, there's not a lot of singing in there.
No, and it's, you know, you just kind of walk across the catwalk.
And you're walking the catwalk across and you're catwalk. "I'm Too Sexy for Milan" and, you know, New York and Japan and all this kind of stuff and ridiculous.
Right.
So the particular night that we were doing this particular show, we were at a particular place that likes to do karaoke, and it just so happened that there was a conglomeration of sort of media parties that just sort of came together.
Yeah.
And it was a huge night at this place. So there was standing room only. It was a lot of people, and it was a lot of, and whenever you get, I don't know what the term is for a number of journalists or reporters together.
Drunken horde.
Yeah, I was going to say a quagmire of reporters. It was mine.
Yes, okay, either of those, giggity.
But you get them together, and there's always going to be just a little bit too much alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
So I did my, you know, best Right Said Fred impression.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, I was accosted.
Yeah, you were like King Kong with all those airplanes flying around him on
Except they weren't airplanes. They were drunk girls.
They were drunk girls.
And it was, instead of the Empire State Building, it was me hanging on for my life to the microphone stand because they were taking my pants off.
Yeah, no, they really were. They were taking your pants off. It was, I think I chose that time to go outside and smoke.
No, you had that.
Oh,
you,
God,
you,
I'm screwed. This is worse than that time I had to fess up to the nation. My fellow Americans, I have not been entirely truthful with you. I did gagoogity that girl. I geschmoigatied her geflavity with my googas. And I am sorry.
No, actually, I know exactly what you did, because you turned to my brand new girlfriend at the time, who happened to be there, and she looked at you and you looked at her and she said, "Is he always like this?" And you're like, "No, not really."
Hey, I had your back.
No, not really was the right answer. I'm not really always like.
That's what I said.
Mostly.
I had your back. Okay, I'm like, no, okay. Not really. He's not like this. Like,
That was a spectacular one.
That was.
There was another spectacular one where I pulled out a John Denver song.
Yeah.
And people were not expecting me to go full John. If you're going to go full John Denver, you need to go full John Denver.
Yeah.
No, what people don't realize is that when he's got that banjo going, I mean, he could go fast. He wasn't all just, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't real high.
West Virginia.
But it was fast.
It was fast.
Hell, life on the farms, finally back. I can't. Even with the words, I'm not sure.
And there's nowhere for
for breathing.
Yeah, I figure out that must be the cause of his crash. He was just singing the song and he had oxygen debt and went into the ocean.
Oh, see again.
Too soon.
That is too soon for John Denver. I might give you
for
a pass
crying
on John
out loud, man.
He is John Denver.
Was John Denver. His most famous song was "Singing with a Muppet." Do you realize that?
I wouldn't say his most famous song. No, his most famous song is "Rocky Mountain High." That's his most famous song. Annie's song, probably after that. West Virginia. Grandma's Feather Bed. Oh, listen, I've got the full litany of all his songs rattling.
Okay, give me another one. Keep going. Grandma's Feather Bed. We Give a Life on the Farm. That's Thank God I'm a Country Boy, right?
Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
What else you got?
Well, that's pretty much all of his hits.
What?
I mean, that's pretty much all of his hits.
That's less than the Spice Girls, man.
So? Oh, I know.
Yes.
I couldn't name you one Spice Girls.
What do you want?
Right,
do you really, really want?
Okay, so that's one. I just rattled off like six John Denver songs.
No, you rattled off four.
I give you six.
Four.
West Virginia, Country Roads, which is one.
Yep.
Grandma's Feather Bed.
Yep, two.
Rocky Mountain High.
Three.
Annie's Song.
Oh, that's a new one.
No, I said Annie's Song last time.
No, you didn't.
I did. We'll listen to the tapes.
Country Boy.
And then there's some environmental song that he was really famous for that had whale cries in it. But that's at least five. Yeah.
We have whale songs too.
We do have whale songs. So that's at least five. All I heard was the one from the Spice Girls. We were going to talk about Christian McCaffrey here, and we got sidetracked on karaoke, which is totally okay because it's Thursday, and it's only one more day to the weekend, and we'll get into it later.
Do you realize that St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday this year?
I cannot wait. One of my high holy holidays.
Death and destruction is going to be all over the place. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I cannot wait. It's one of my high holies. It's great.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. I've seen it.